are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Dave, and we've got Michael and Lynn and Chris down in the studio. And thankfully, we've got you, the caller. We are the bridge between the sighted and the blind community and low vision community. But that means you got some kind of eye problem, you know? That's what that means. So, but that's okay. Sighted people are welcome too. You can call in at any time here at 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. 1680. If you got an opinion on, you've got a vision problem or any other kind of physical problem issue that could be inherited and passed on down, do you tell people? Do you tell your kids ahead of time or grandkids, or let them find out for themselves? Or so feel free to call in. You don't have to be. You can be sighted. You can be blind. Because there are also, things like stomach issues and cancer and different things that can be inherited too.
David,
Lynn.
Thanks for bringing us back, David. What I wanted to say is, this genetic testing has come so far, Dave. It's just
huge.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And really, why not take advantage of it and bring some peace of mind? At least if there is going to be something negative in the future, you can work towards fixing it.
Right.
Things
you can do, like vitamins you can take to at least to minimize the, the effects.
Right.
Well, we got some callers. We do have some callers on the phone line that want to get in on this conversation.
Good. Oh, good.
All right.
I knew it.
All right. So we're going to take a trip up I-4 corridor and talk with our good friend, Dan Day in Altamont Springs, Florida. And then we got our very own, our good friend, Sherry from Orlando on the phone line. So, Dan, how you doing, sir?
All right, cool. I'm doing good.
Hi,
how's
Dan. Good evening.
Tonight? Good evening, Lynn. How's everybody blind and beyond? Is it Dave? Mike? Michael?
We're fine. How are you?
Good.
What's cooking there, Dandy Dan?
Getting a little bit of a feedback with Dan for some reason.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got my door closed, and I don't think it's coming through the speaker at all. So
here we go. So what's on your mind tonight, Dan?
I really like the
conversation. Dan knows something about inherited things.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as you know, through my involvement with the foundation and having retinitis pigmentosa myself, certainly this is a subject near and dear to me. And I really like what Chris had to say earlier. I think it really rings true that just be, truthful with your kids. Tell them that, hey, life is filled with adversity. There's all kinds of things that could happen to you. You might have heart disease. You might have cancer. You might have, diabetes. There's lots of things that can affect you. So just live a good life and live a healthy lifestyle. And if things come along, you'll handle them because we as humans, we know how to handle adversity. So I think it's good to, counsel them and make sure they're in the right frame of mind to know that when adversity hits them in life, that they can handle it. And I do see when, I talk to, of course, a lot of people who have children and grandchildren with inherited retinal disease, and I usually find, and I tell them the same thing, that this is my observation, that the children handle it much better than they will, because you know how it is, you tend to stress out more about a loved one who has a problem than the person does themselves. I hear a lot of cases where they'll say, right. My son, my daughter came back to me and said, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, don't worry about me. I'm going to be okay. This is no fun, but I'll be all okay, and, I'll ask you for help when I need it, but don't try to overdo it, So, I don't want to say that one solution works for everybody, but I think, as Chris had said earlier, being honest and being open and just having your kids in the frame of mind that, hey, whatever life throws at me, I'll handle it and we'll handle it together and we'll be okay. And I think they'll be ready and move on rather than kind of going the denial and waiting until the day comes when you have to give them some devastating news about, you're going to go blind. It's harder that way. So anyway,
terrible could that be? Oh my God!
Thank you for your feedback, Dan. But I have a question for you. The other side of the coin was: what if you tell them and nothing ever happens? That's the other side. You tell them, you get them scared, and meanwhile, nothing. Thank God, never happens. Then what?
Yeah, but
that's the other side. You're scaring them.
But I think if you raise them with the idea that, hey, there's a lot of things that could happen to me in life, a lot of adversity is out there, and a lot of bad things do happen to people, but if you go through your life worrying about those things, then you'll just, you won't be living. You'll be wasting your life. So I think it's putting people in the frame of mind that, hey, life is filled with things that can hurt us, but we don't go through life worrying about them. We
get right, prepare yourself and,
exactly. Because
let the cards fall.
Yeah, exactly. And, keep the thoughts in mind of what we are doing and able to do today. We come on, the foundation does and talks about genetic testing and things now that can prepare you. So do the things that prepare you and leave a lot of it up to the child too, because, you know, I've talked to parents before who said, hey, I've got a teenage person, a teenager now, and they don't want to, they really don't want to hear it. They want to block it out. Teenager, and I say, that's fine.
Right.
Just let them do that, and you do the
good
thing.
Point.
You know, you keep up with the science.
Right.
You, and then when the day comes that they're ready to say, hey, I want to get a little bit more in touch with it, then you'll be ready to work with them. So it's not a simple one answer, I think. So I think, Michael,
right.
your point, it could be cases where maybe you don't tell the child because maybe they're the type of personality
sure.
that would just go stress. So, yeah, go
very
ahead.
Good point.
Thank you,
appreciate it there, Dan. We need to run on and grab Miss Cherry here before our guests, but I appreciate you calling
Absolutely.
In. Good
okay.
point, for sure.
I appreciate it so
okay,
much, Dan.
Guys.
Thank you so much. Let's hear from Sherry now. Sherry, you're on.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Sherry.
Hi there. How
bye-bye.
Is everyone?
Okay,
hey,
what's
great.
Your opinion, Sherry?
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, everyone.
How are you doing?
What's your
I'm
opinion,
good.
Sherry?
Well, I actually kind of went through this because my two oldest daughters have congenital cataracts. It meant their dad passed it on to both of them. And it was a 50-50 chance genetically, like a coin toss. And if you don't pass
yeah.
it on, if the child doesn't have it, then they will not carry it. But if they have the trait,
okay.
they will carry it. So the two girls
gotcha.
Both had it. And they both carried it. My older daughter hasn't had children. My younger daughter had twins, and she the twins are both fine. So that means it dies out. Excuse me, have a cough.
Well, that's
and
good.
Their generation will not have the cataracts. It's you know gone
for
all. But I told my kids when they were pretty young. Of course, they knew that. Their vision wasn't the same. They had to wear glasses and stuff. But I told them to be sure they needed to know that this could be passed down and that they needed to talk to the person, you know, when they found someone they wanted to marry and have kids with, they would need to let them know that it was a 50-50 chance. But there's a lot they can do now, you know, with the cataract. Both my girls can drive
True.
And everything. So anyway, that's where I think it's good to talk to your kids about stuff like that. I think it's good to make them aware when they're old enough to understand what's going on. So that's my opinion.
What age do you think would be appropriate for a kid to hear
well,
about something like that?
Well, I told them they knew that their dad had the same problem from the time they were pretty little. Then as
right.
they got older, like maybe approaching teenagehood, you know, where they were... I knew they were going to get interested in boys and stuff, and I told them. I think I probably even told them before then that it could be passed on.
I mean, truthfully, I think kids can handle things a lot younger than what we give them credit for, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And quite wondered, often know a whole lot more than what we did, even at that age,
yeah.
you know.
Oh, sure.
But
And
I'm embarrassed to say,
subject,
but yeah, I think it's...
Off the subject, I just got back from New Orleans, and it was so fun, Dave, except a lot of the people came back with COVID, but not me, so yay.
Oh, Lord. So, well, I'm glad you didn't come back with COVID, but I'm sure you heard a message on your machine, me asking about New Orleans, so I expect... hopefully to get a call back with a full report when you're feeling up to
oh,
it.
Yeah.
I'm glad
oh,
you made it back safe.
A good time. All right, cool.
I'm so glad.
All right, guys.
Great
Thanks
to hear from
me
you. Thanks for calling
opinion.
In.
Bye, Sherry.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you,
Sherry.
Right,
apropos.
Thank you for your opinion.
So far, everybody basically is saying the same thing, the people that
yep.
called in
yep.
are agreeing with us.
Yeah.
Not that they don't have to agree with us, but it seems that so far... I know.
Michael could just be full of it, you know, and I would be too because I believe the same thing that he just said. So
what's that?
I mean, I agree with you as far as you know. I'd want to tell my kids and at least offer prevention.
I would want to tell my children or grandchildren if what I had was hereditary, but on the other hand. On the other hand, I don't want to be told when I'm going to die. I don't want to be told that.
Right. But you know what, Chris?
That's another
Shaw,
topic.
Another day.
I think Chris Shaw hit the nail on the head, though, on something that's really important with diabetes, you know, with because there are a lot of things that people can do. And I've known plenty of people that were diabetic that said, hey, I'm going to eat what I want, do what I want. And of course,
hey, wait. Here's a story. This just happened. Wait. Hold up the break until I got this message out. For all my diabetic friends, this just happened. We heard about this story a couple days ago, and this is a true story. My sister took two friends down to the casinos in Atlantic City. She lives in Philadelphia. True story. And the one friend who's a diabetic had quite a few Coca-Colas.
And drinks.
And then she started drinking liquor.
So
she had quite a bit of liquor and a lot of Cokes. Okay? On the way home from Atlantic City, she wasn't feeling good. True story. So the other friend, they all lived in the same apartment complex. The other friend took the other person who wasn't feeling well back to her apartment. When she got to the apartment, she says, I don't feel really good. Better call an ambulance. So she called the ambulance. By the time she got on the ambulance, on the stretcher, she died. She died from diabetes. Okay?
Oh,
true story. Just happened. Okay? On the other side of the coin, I got to tell my friends good news about me. I've been so good that my diabetes, my insulin, they keep on pulling me back, my dosage, because my diabetic numbers are so low. Why is it so low? Because I'm eating so good. I've stopped all potatoes. I've stopped everything to do with starch pretty much. And my numbers have gone unbelievable low. So I was in the high sevens, and now I'm down to 6.2. Okay, which my doc doesn't want me going any lower. That's why he pulls back my insulin now, because he said it's low enough. 6.2 is low enough. So anyway, I just want to tell you, if you are good and you, let's just say, care about your diabetes, you watch what you eat. This woman didn't care, and she died. True story, just happened.
Well,
let's go to break.
I'm going to tell you first, congratulations to you on that note. I just recently went to the doctor myself, and they told me my A1C levels were at a 6.2 itself. And I got this medication I'm taking now, but my goal is to get off. I don't like medicine. So that's my goal, to get off medication. So I'm working on mine myself to get down. And I've been back in the weight room. So next time you see me, I might have to bench press you a couple of times and throw you on my shoulder.
You're going
to
do it, dude.
We'll recognize you.
Right.
You don't want to go below 6. You're on a go love between 6, below 6.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to go all the way down.
There he goes.
Okay.
All the way down.
We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We promise.
Don't go away.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Never buy a car that you can't push.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't touch that dial. You have come to the right place. As Michael Golder says, we are the bridge between the sighted and the blind blind community. But maybe a rusty bridge, but we're a bridge anyway. We do all kinds of things. We try to inform and entertain, lots of entertaining. And cut up and just have a good time and give away some prizes and even give people jobs. So now we're going to stop the topic that we were on, and we're going to talk a little bit about ham radio, also known as amateur radio, with a guest. So Lynn, okay. Please take it away.
I will. First, I just wanted to say I heard the quote for tonight from Sheila: never buy a car that you can't push.
I know, that was great. That was the best ever.
I remember putting the car in neutral many a time in the old days and pushing it, you know, when it got.
That's another topic
for another time. I don't want to take away from Tom's time.
I don't want to take away from Tom's time, but I still got to tell you, being totally blind all my life, I have pushed more cars than most any people I know, because I've known so many people with cars that they had to pop into neutral.
There you go.
I have pushed cars for years.
Yeah.
VW buses even.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, anyway, let's get back to the program. So it's my pleasure to welcome back our friend Tom Moore. Tom happens to be a good friend of David, and the plot
thickens. He does.
So I'm going to throw it over to you, Dave.
All right. Mr. Tom, good to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, thanks. And real quick on that last topic there, when I was about 18, I was actually telling some people about how when I was a kid, I used to sit on my mom's lap and let her drive me into the driveway. Well, I didn't realize that was going to come back to get me in about another couple of hours, because we were going back to school and stuff, and well, the car broke down and they had to push the car, but they had to have somebody in the front seat to steer it a little bit to get to the side of the road. And the guy says, "You want to drive?"
Oh, no.
I said, I'll steer. He says, "You steer, I'll push."
I guess that works.
How do you like that?
Especially if you're little enough, you can get away with that, right?
Yeah.
Just got to keep it going straight. That's the trick. So for our listeners, a bunch of folks have probably heard that voice before, that familiar voice of Tom, a good buddy of mine who's a fellow ham radio operator and also known as amateur radio.
and all the different communication that we can do, talking with handheld units or just talking around the world. So, Tom, I would like you first, just real quickly, if you would, tell everybody where you're located and your call, and maybe a bit about what, why you wanted to get into ham radio. I mean, what was it about ham radio that caught your interest?
So I'm in Winter Park, not too far from Dave, and what got me into ham radio was I was, I guess, about 12 years old, and there was a gentleman, my my mom, she used to clean the air traffic control tower in the 80s and 90s. And I was taken under one of the gentleman's wings there, who worked there. And so we went over to his house, and he was a ham radio operator. And about an hour of that, and it took me 5 years after that to get my license. I didn't really work on it till about 5 years later, but I did. And ever since then, I got hooked.
But you were hooked from that, from the beginning, just going over to that guy's house and checking out him talking around the world and all that stuff.
Well, yeah, I talked to another blind guy in Key West. He had a blind friend, actually, and I don't remember his name or his call sign or anything, but he was blind in Key West, and talking from West Palm Beach to Key West on 40 meters about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning one day.
Ah, so that, it showed you right off the bat that, hey, another blind person could do it, so I could do it, right?
Yep.
I mean, basically.
That was in about 92.
Gotcha. Well, and of course, it takes a little bit. You can't just send away for a license. You actually have to do some studying. So how did you originally get your first license? How did you go about studying? Did you go to a class?
We had a class at the Florida School for Deaf and Blind in St. Augustine. They had a class. Three instructors came, and it was like a club thing that we did for a year, about an hour a day, about an hour a week. I think it was about an hour a week or so. And we did the novice and technician tests at the end of the year. And then, so that's how we got kind of basic licensing. And then later
on,
was
back in you're in high school, right?
I was in 98. Like I said, it took me some time to, from the time I gotten exposed to it to the actual time I got my license. It's about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, still. That's cool. But you never forgot about it anyway.
Oh, no. I had scanners and what some hams would call the dreaded CV radios.
Well, yeah.
Well, 13, what do you know? You know? That's what
the truth is that a lot of really great ham operators who came from CB, because we all had our little CB walkie-talkies as kids. So, but anyway, so you end up getting your license. I might tell everybody that no matter where you are in the country or anywhere in North America, if you go to Google, type in your zip code and put in amateur radio, you will find out what club generally is in your location. And there are small clubs or large clubs in almost any big or small city around the country. And quite often they offer classes locally, but there's also a way of getting your license, studying through another system online. Actually, several ones, but we were just talking about one, Tom. Was it yesterday or today? Handy Hams. Have you ever used any of their material?
You know, I've found a couple of their radio manuals, but I've actually never used any of their study guides. But from what I've been told, they have classes and audio materials that you can get to help you study for the different license classes, whether it's technician or general or extra, and so they have a lot of helping hands or materials.
Right, they do, and it's all geared towards blind operators, Handy Hams is HANDIHAMS.org. So if you go online or even just Google it, Handy Hams, they've got a great setup and with all kinds of studying materials, and they've even got a camp. They got a ham camp there once a year. I think they're based out of Minnesota or something. And we had one of the young ladies on from the organization that was last year. It was pretty cool.
What's interesting about them is originally they were started as anybody who has a disability of any kind can sign up for them. But what they wound up finding out is that 90% of the participants these days are visually impaired. What they found, for some reason, the disability that they serve, which is most prominent, is different degrees of visual impairment.
Gotcha. It just kind of lends itself to it. So, so handyhams.org. I wish I could give you a phone number, but I wasn't fast enough to dig the number up. But you're better off going to the webpage anyway. HANDI, handyhams.org, and they've got lots of good info. They've got like podcasts on there with what they're doing, and they've got classes and study guides. And if you're already a ham and you need information on a particular radio, like a guide to a piece of equipment, they've got that too. So, but moving flash forward here to just a couple weeks ago, you and I participated in this big national contest called Field Day that happens every year. Clubs around the country set up under emergency conditions. And so you and I headed up a station called the Blind Guys Station. You want to tell everybody a little bit about what that was, basically? And
yeah, so we had a set up there with a radio and that had a speech interface on it, also linked to a computer with the JAWS screen reader for logging purposes to write down the contacts you made and to keep track of them. And this year, what we also did with that was we also networked them with the other station that was running Morse code, which is the General Sighted Guy station. And so we had all the records stored in a single place. So we did that. We ran all night long. I think we probably only stopped for a couple of hours in the middle of the night to just enjoy the outside night air.
Totally stop. I think we just kind of slowed down at a certain point. But
well, we
I
did
know
stop
we didn't
to go out there and eat hamburgers, though.
Right. We didn't sleep. But
no, we didn't sleep. No. We didn't sleep. That, oh no.
That's for sure.
Got away from the radio for a few minutes, but in general, we were on there most of the time.
It was a 24-hour contest. And our particular club, most of the participants are sighted in the club. We operate with 5 transmitters, in our particular category. And if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that our particular, the blind guys, transmitter actually got more points than any of the other stations. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I got the email from club chairman. I don't actually have the count of what it was, but I can guarantee you it was significant.
David, why don't you give out the phone number in case somebody has a question for you and Tom?
I think it's a brilliant idea. And
well,
just
I'm
in case
brilliant.
You do. She's full of them. No. That phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you're interested in becoming a ham operator, amateur radio operator, is the same thing, or maybe you are one and you just want to tell us, hey, I've already done it, no big deal, you can call and do that too. 407-894-1680, because I happen to know we actually do have a couple ham listeners, because they've called in from time to time. One's a kind of a big time ham out in was that Mississippi or Louisiana? That's a big contester. You know him, Tom.
I've never spoken to him, but I know of him, Mike, and I see posts on the lists from him from time to time with his scores. And one day when I get good, I'm going to have scores like him.
Yeah, he's called in here before. So we got big time listeners on the show. This is not just the local show, you know. We are big time here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. But anyway, we will not find out exactly where we placed for quite
some time.
We got to
go to break.
Well, I got a call on the phone line. Right. Hello?
We'll hold them over. We'll go to break first. We'll come back. We'll listen to the...
We'll grab that caller in just a second.
All right.
To the Blind and Beyond Radio. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services@christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Did you know that Christian Record Services offers free resources and programs for children and adults who are blind? Books, Bibles, magazines, camps, and much more. But how can you learn more about what's available? One way is by visiting christianrecord.org and clicking on the Member Services button. You may also contact Member Services to request a resource catalog for adults or children's resources. The Member Services team can be reached at 402-488-0981, option 3, or at services@christianrecord.org.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We are definitely back. This is the Blind Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. We're back. Call in. Love to hear from you. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We believe we have a call on the line.
Yes.
Chris, we have a call on the line.
I got two callers calling in, one from Daytona Beach and the other from Aventura, Florida. Let's go with our good friend Hershey in Daytona Beach. Hershey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good.
Hey, what's cooking there, Hersh?
Hey there, Mr. Dave. Nice to talk to you. And just wanted to say a big thank you to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. The content is amazing. We got to hear from Peter Cucieri with some cool stuff, and now we got the ham radio stuff. And to go back to the question earlier, I to give a small story about myself, 4th of July, I spoke to my uncle, who's about in his mid-80s or so, and he lives in Pittsburgh right now, and he built most of the bridges and tunnels out in that area. And through the conversation that it was, you know, our nation's birthday, we started talking, and he told me my grandfather, he was a post office personnel in Uganda, but he was working with Telegram, and he was in telecommunications, and that was his kind of field. So, you know, I've always kind of liked this tinkering with sound and mics and audio and stuff, but listening to you guys and even my AT instructor at the Center for the Visually Impaired, now known as Conklin Center here in Daytona, definitely has a lot of questions. Or how do we get started? You know, where should I go to first begin my journey in?
Well, you know, Hersh, that's one thing I wanted to mention to you, because I know how much you are into audio. And, of course, Tom and I are hooked on what's called CW or Morse code. But there are people that are – another aspect of ham radio is, of course, voice, which a lot of people picture ham – someone with a microphone. And there are a certain sect, a group of folks that are really into high-end audiophile type audio. So there's a large group that are really big time into that certain the real high-end type stuff. And
not to interrupt you, Dave, but what about accessibility-wise? You know, does that include that accessibility feature?
Most of those kind of things are very accessible. At least as far as the EQs and getting extremely high sound quality, they are. You're not using the same equipment that you would be necessarily to record or whatever. But
right.
There's a lot of accessible ham radio stuff out there. Especially the one company, Kenwood, is actually probably the best of all being accessible. So,
just to give one more question from my 18 instructor, if I could, is with accessibility, has the software been that pretty decent on JAWS while using JAWS on the Windows side, or you know, having to do that, have you found accessibility to be pretty decent?
Well,
software is actually software is great. You know, Kenwood does a lot of work in making not only just the radios accessible, but the companion software with their radios. And actually today I was actually experimenting with that quite a bit myself today to see
could I operate all the functions of the radio from the computer? And I figured out with some quirks, it's like 95%.
Like that. Now, some companies are not so good, but Kenwood is by far the best. And there are a few that are making some headway, but Kenwood, you know, is like certainly heads above everything else. So, Hirsch, well, I hate to do this to you, but we need to grab
so
this call.
Sure, thank you so much.
Appreciate you calling in. And
of course, and thank you, Mr. Michael, Mr. Lynn,
and a good supporter too.
Wonderful work.
Yeah, man. We'll catch you soon for sure.
Thanks for listening.
Hi.
Thank you, Mr. Michael. Take care.
Hi.
Thank you.
Good evening.
All right.
Hi, this is Mike in Abbott Hill, Florida. I'm a ham operator.
Hey, Mike.
Hi. My call letter.
Michael, speak up a little bit.
Okay. My call letter is KG4UKB. And unfortunately, Kilo Golf 4 Uniform Kilo Bravo. And I used to operate on 2 meters, but number one, I don't know what's wrong with my ham radio equipment. And number two, the ham clubs in the South Florida area don't really take the time to really work with the blind. I had a very, very good friend of mine, K4IDN. He unfortunately died a few months ago, and he used to have breakfasts over at IHOP in the southwest area of Miami, around Cutler Bay. And what happened was we tried to get people to come out and help, but it's really sad. I'm ready to sell my equipment, unfortunately.
Well, you know, Mike, I hate to say this, but sometimes, especially in a large area, you might find maybe even a smaller club that might be better equipped to help you, because I know sometimes, just like anything, a larger group, sometimes you become just another fish in the pond, so to speak. But both Tom and I belong to a club up here in just north of Orlando, and not only have they been helpful, but they let us have our own blind guy station. Just
you say you're blind? You say you're blind?
Yeah.
Now, do you have a vision problem?
He's blind.
Michael's saying, does he mention to the people in the club that he's blind?
Yeah.
I'm totally blind.
Yeah, okay.
I see nothing, not even a big blackboard.
Well,
speak up and ask for more help, maybe.
Yeah, we're gonna have to find a way to hook you up, because I'm sure that there are helpful folks, but we just need to be able to connect you with them. So,
Mike, don't lose
faith.
Excuse me, David. Mike, give your email address to Chris, and I'll have David write. David, I'm sure, will be glad to write to you and give you some advice, right, Dave?
I don't have an email address or anything like that.
Do you want to drop your phone? If you're willing to give your phone number, I'll call
you. We have his phone number.
We have it.
We have his phone number. We'll give you the phone number. We'll give you his phone off the air.
All right. We better say goodnight. It's getting late. We're going to be off the air in about 10 minutes. But thank you for calling in, Mike.
Thanks for calling, Mike. Thanks
for listening, everybody. Makes my day.
All right. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
David, you have to wrap it up.
We have to wrap it
up. Tom, I think we're going to have to wrap it up.
No, that's fine. Great talking to you.
Great
guys,
to talk to you, man.
Maybe another time.
Thank you.
And I hope so. And we had an awesome showing there at Field Day, and I'll be able to tell everybody the final score eventually, but I think we did pretty good.
All right, sounds good.
All right, have a good night. Best to your family.
Thank you, Tom.
Anytime.
Thank you.
David, I love the response from the ham people. They call in. You have a conversation. We have to do it again. You know, when we try to get people to call in, it's like pulling teeth, but the ham operators, they call in. So I like to have more people call in. It'd be nice.
Speaking of calling in, do you want to get your song in
real time? Yeah, let's do another trivia. Chris, let's do another trivia. It's trivia time. This was a very, very, very big song. See if anybody knows it. I want to know who's singing it. That's the question. Who is singing this song? This was a big song. 407-894-1680. Listen to the song. Who's singing it?
Who's singing? 407-9468.
Okay, Chris. Like that one. That was a big hit. Big hit. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. This was a big song. Big song.
I've heard a couple people do that song.
Yeah. Don't say nothing right now. I want to know who's singing the song.
I won't. It's so tempting, though.
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Big song.
I'm biting my tongue right now.
Bite it.
I love it. No, and I find these old 45s. It's so cool to see the labels.
Oh, yeah. You still got some old 45s?
Yeah, we had this record in my parents' distributor, my brother's distributor. We had this song.
But do you have a turntable to play them on?
No.
We did, though. I sold it.
A lot of people don't listen to the show right now. Might not even know what a turntable is.
It's just stereo, but eventually we...
I was a disc jockey at 10 in my parents' basement. Playing this song on my turntable.
We can get you one of those kids ones that's close and play.
Shop, you can get them.
Yeah, we can get you a close and play record player for your 45s. Somebody's got to know who did that song, though, for sure. 407-894-1680.
First call is first.
You know what? While we're waiting, I'm just going to remind everybody to tune in next week with guest co-host Charles Brooks. And it's his birthday next Sunday, too, and he's sharing his birthday with us.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm going to call in then.
Steven Salas,
yeah.
A blind musician, he will be joining us. That will be interesting. And our friend Peter Cucciavi, who is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. And guess what? His son Leonardo is his first birthday next week. So we got it'll be a fun show next Sunday.
Well,
fun and informative.
We're going to have a great and exciting time with Sir Reverend Dr. Charles on next week.
We are.
In the meantime, in between time, we have a caller on the phone line all the way from Wildwood, Florida. We got.
Oh, you crazy guys.
Yeah, we got Chris from Wildwood, Florida. Chris calling in. He said, I think I got this one. I think I got this. And so, Chris, welcome to the show. How you doing?
All right.
Okay, Chris, who's singing the song?
Bobby Day.
Oh, you got it. You're right. 100% right.
Wow.
Bobby Day. I didn't think anybody would get it because there was three versions. You're right, Chris. You just won yourself a $10. Well, let me ask you a question. In your area, you can go to Subway, you can go to Sonny's Barbecue. They're both there. Which one would you like? Your call. We don't usually do that, but we'll do it for you. Sonny's Barbecue?
I'll go to Sonny's.
Sonny's Barbecue. He wants Sonny's Barbecue. Okay.
Oh, good choice.
It's a good choice. $10 gift card coming your way from Sonny's Barbecue.
Lip smack.
And like I said, I want to tell you, too, I want to shout out to you. Those are some nice shirts. I wore mine, too.
Oh, you like it? Good.
Oh, nice.
Great. Glad you liked it.
Yay.
Glad you liked it.
Chris, you are an awesome caller, dude.
Yeah,
Bobby Day, his other big record that he had besides Little Bitty 31? Rockin' Robin.
Oh, rock, yeah. Okay, all the little birds go rock. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All the little birds on Jailbird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, 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 rockin' robin.
You know who, hey, but, you know who the Michael. Other two artists, the other two artists who did that song?
I was going to say.
One was called Thurston Harris, Thurston Harris, and the other one was my buddy, I shouldn't say my buddy, his brother was my buddy. His name was Louis Lyman. That's my buddy. But Frankie was the one who did it. Frankie Lyman.
Michael.
Yes.
You're missing someone. Very big. He's this little known fellow named Michael Jackson.
I didn't know that.
The Jackson 5 actually did those two songs, Rockin' Robin and Little Bitty Pretty
All
One.
Little Birds. I believe that. Michael Jackson.
He redid both of those songs.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Yes, the Jackson 5 when he was a little kid. That was the cute. That was my favorite.
Yeah, you're right. I remember that now. The Jackson 5. Yes.
Yeah. He was jamming too, wasn't he? He did good.
Yeah. Well, I want to shout out y'all and say I want to thank y'all and y'all have a nice night.
You too, Chris.
All right, Chris. Hold on one moment. Let me get some information from you, Chris.
Okay, then, Bet.
Yeah, I want to tell you something, folks.
Chris.
Yeah, I want to tell you something right now. Bobby Day was the original of that song.
Oh, yeah. And I remember that song for sure.
The funny part was when we had the record in my parents' distributor, we had the record. Then came out Thurston Harris' Little Bitty Pretty One. And then came out Frankie Lyman's Little Bitty Pretty One. That song was so big, playing all the time by different artists.
Yeah. You know, they don't do that so much now.
No.
But like back in before your time, in the big band era in the 40s, bands like Glenn Miller did the same thing. They would do a song and then other people would redo it, like in the same year. It's weird.
But the funny part is when they cover a song, they did it exactly the way it was done.
Yeah,
change it.
Yeah, that's even more kind of unusual, you know.
Yeah.
But that's cool though. Interesting.
Well, Benny finally won. He's been calling in, and
yeah,
he finally won.
And that was the hard one.
And such a nice guy, too. Talk about supportive. He's a great guy. I like him.
Yep.
You can tell he's a nice fellow. So we appreciate everybody that calls into the Blind and Beyond show.
You're a nice fellow, too, David, and we appreciate you calling in tonight.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you.
You're pretty nice folks yourselves. It's been a pleasure, as always. And we always have a good time on the show, don't we?
Well, the show started off with mistakes. And ended up really good.
I don't even remember any of the mistakes.
We'll let you off.
I don't remember a single one.
I hope the audience liked the tonight show. I did. It was a good show. Good show.
Learned something, maybe. I'm sure there was some entertainment in there. But for those who are interested in ham radio, don't forget to check out handyhams.org. And thanks to our friends there from
Christian Records,
Miss Jerry Lynn, she was a sweet lady. And
you can call, what's the phone number to call in again? Anybody remember where to call?
No.
Oh, that's
Christian Records.
Just go to our website and click on the Christian Record link, and that'll give you all the information.
If anybody remember, Christian
Records. Our memory's not that good, Michael. Come on now.
I don't remember phone numbers. I remember.
Well, the website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And just when you get the phone number, just do number 3.
Good night, Chris.
Good night, everybody. Don't forget, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Thanks, David.
I'll be back in a month.
Yep. See you
Maybe
soon.
Maybe sooner if you call me back.
Okay. Right. Don't go away. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Lynn.
Bye,
thanks,
everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night.
Stay safe. Be safe. Be well. Good night.
Hey, Chris. Take care, man.
Likewise.
And good night, John Boy.